listener production.
Heyo, welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. Ah, Tuesday and vibes are up, Simon.
Big time. I mean, not in that response, obviously, but like, I'm ready to get there.
Yeah, I know. I just tried to bring the vibe up then, but I feel like you got to match me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Woo. Nah. Let's go.
Too far.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Today's episode, we have the quiz. We are doing toxic traits once again.
I feel good about the quiz today.
I don't feel good about my toxic trait.
Oh, no. No.
We also have Topic Thunder. And after this, we have a brand new story from my good friend Simon, who he's growing up, everyone.
Yeah. That's all you've got. He's good.
Growing up.
Yeah. Basically, adult puberty's happened to me. I'm going to explain that.
Become like a Pokemon. For any Pokemon fans out there.
Correct.
Yeah. You're evolving.
Yeah. I'm going from the second one to the main one.
Wartortle to Blastoise.
What's before Wartortle? Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Mm. Yeah, good one.
Yeah. That's real niche for the Pokemon fans out there.
Well, I don't know if Pokemon's that niche, if I'm being honest.
Fair enough. What's another one?
I only know Charizard.
What's before that? Charmeleon.
Oh, what's before that?
Charmander.
Yeah, good one.
And then there's
you a Pokemon guy?
No, I just remember the originals. Because you could have, when you started, it was like Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur.
Good one.
So that's like your fire, water, plant.
What about
Mewtwo.
Pikachu.
Yep.
Raichu.
Oh. And then it stopped.
There was no one after Raichu?
I think there was.
There have to be one after Raichu. Do you remember when Ash and Pikachu made the decision not to evolve Pikachu?
That was actually core memory.
Absolutely core memory. Yeah. That was like all the rage at school. You watch it on Cheese TV and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. See, it actually, so there's one before Pikachu.
Is there?
What is it?
Pichu.
Oh. What's it look like?
Pichu.
Pichu is...
Small Pikachu, I would
imagine. All right, enough Pokemon chat. We're getting straight into the show talking about how Simon is evolving.
Oh, I've never seen one of those.
Yeah.
It looks like a little cat.
Yeah.
All right, play the music. Let's go.
All right, boys. I've told you. I teased a little bit in the intro.
Yeah, growing up.
Adult puberty. It's happened to me. For the last about a year.
Are you finally growing hair down there?
I have. It sounds like my wedding speech.
Shaving it off.
Do you remember my wedding speech? I just said one of the groomsmen, one of the lines in the wedding speech was that he was my first ever bully.
Yeah.
And he just used to tease me relentlessly for not having pubes.
Yeah. And he's still one of Simon's
And then he
friends.
Was just wow. in my bridal party. Yeah, so there you go. So there's a bounce back for everyone.
Yeah, there is.
But I've hit the next version of that. Obviously, when you're going through your teenage years, your body starts to change.
Yeah, your voice drops.
It's happened to me again. Because I feel like evolution. There is an adult version of it.
You're going from Charmeleon to Charizard.
And I don't know if it was a coincidence that it just happened the week after I got married.
Yeah.
That I really entered this next phase. Because I've looked around the internet and it's been happening to a lot of people. Mm. And I've seen it happening. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of understand that. But it was very similar to teenage years where you look and you're like, pragmatically, I can understand that the changes will happen. But until it happens to you, you don't have that real empathy for it.
But you can feel it's happening.
That thing that's happening to me, I'm really excited, a bit nervous to announce that I think I've entered my golf era.
Oh.
I think I've entered my golf era.
Welcome, my friend.
You know that era, and anyone who knows any male over 30, there's people who go into it a bit earlier, before 30, like puberty.
Yep.
Some enter earlier, some enter later. I was always a late bloomer.
Yep.
Even in teenage years, very late bloomer. I think I've entered my golf era. Those people that are just fully, they make golf their personality.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
The week after our wedding, I watched the entire series on Netflix of Full Swing, the golf show. I went to the driving range twice, not just to hit balls, to actually work on my swing. My phone is now filled with videos of me hitting golf balls.
I must admit, I was sitting with Simon the other week, Ed, and he said, I went to the range the other day. Do you want to see my swing? I was like, yeah, okay. And so he texted Gab to send him the video because he's making his now wife film his golf swing at the driving range that she then has on her phone next to her wedding photos of Simon's golf swing.
Yeah. Yes.
Two equally treasured memories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then
watching
we
Simon
sat there,
slice his 9-iron.
We sat there as I tried to be like, maybe you should try this. And the best thing about amateur golf.
Everyone's a professional.
Is that I think I can fix your swing.
Everyone, absolutely everyone can fix your swing.
Everyone's
but I have like not only been doing that, all I watch now on YouTube is golf videos.
There's a finite period of your life where you can go hard at golf and then you'll have a hiatus period and then you can go hard again.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I don't, and it's, hey, some people don't have the hiatus period because of a large thing that may happen after you get married as well.
Have a kid.
Having a child.
Have a kid.
I'll tell you what, that slows down you because I've been in the golf phase.
See, I've watched you and I, years. You know what, to be honest, Foss, I didn't really understand because you love golf.
I love playing golf.
I still don't understand that at the moment you refuse to play anything less than 18 holes.
Because
that part I don't get. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty tired.
So I played golf on Monday just gone.
Yes.
And started your first hole rusty as.
Always.
Second hole rusty as. Mm. Actually, second hole part back in game.
Okay.
And then okay until about the 13th or 14th. And then fatigue real hard.
Tired.
9 holes is not enough. I'm happy to put up with the fatigue of the last few holes to balance out the not long enough playing between 9.
Yeah, interesting. No, see, I'm still at that point where the fatigue puts me off golf.
Well, it's funny. I mean, this is an absolute free plug for my good friends at Callaway, but I'm heading down to Callaway on Tuesday. Actually, it will be today, the day this episode is out, to go and get a new set of clubs fitted. They have just released their Paradigm range, and my goodness, they look nice.
Are you paying for these?
I certainly hope not.
Jesus Christ.
Because I last got a set of clubs, maybe. I remember when I got them. It was when I graduated from physio. I got a job. My first job as a physio, and I was like, I'm going to reward myself. At that stage, didn't have a girlfriend, was just living in a share house, was just living free disposable income.
Oh, you were in your golf era early.
I'm going to treat
puberty.
I'm going to treat myself to a set of clubs, and so I went and bought a set, which would have been, 8 years ago.
Golf clubs are so expensive.
Yeah, which is...
Bro, as a part of the golf era...
Not at Callaway, though. They are worth every single cent that you pay for them. Callaway, my best friend's
there.
Well,
you won't be paying any cents.
You're not paying any cents.
Yeah, but if anybody...
I actually can't...
Paradigm driver. Oh my God.
Are you actually
getting the most forgiving driver you've ever seen?
Are you actually getting them?
Yeah, I'm going down Tuesday.
How? You're not in your golf era.
I may have sent him a little message and said, hey guys, have you got any
piece of
this is not Simon calling me a piece of shit. This is Simon being jealous.
Yeah.
That's so bullshit.
Doesn't look great on you.
I said green's not a nice colour. If there happened to be any of the new Paradigm clubs hanging around the Callaway warehouse, that I'd be more than happily take them off their hands just to free up some space.
Wait, so has my golf era story become a promotion for your free golf?
No,
clubs?
Not at all.
The worst.
It's a happy coincidence that I'm getting a new set of Callaway clubs, Callaway best in the game.
Do you know what's happened? I've manifested golf era. Got the address wrong.
Yeah.
Damn it. Like, I feel like Oprah. This is the secret. Here's me scrolling away at home going, geez, golf clubs are so expensive. Mm. I didn't quite realize that, obviously, not being in the golf era.
Mm. Do you have clubs?
Yeah, I've got clubs. They were my uncle's. When he bought a new set, he gave me his old set 20 years ago.
The problem is Simon is a left-hander.
Yeah. Are you? Me too.
Yes.
How good's being a lefty?
Well, the slice really hurts me a lot.
It does. Yeah. Painful.
So much. Yeah. So much. That lefty slice is the worst. I feel like Oprah. Like I've been searching up clubs. I'm like, all right, maybe I need to get new clubs. I also suck. So at what point do you get new clubs? And how much do the clubs impact if you're good or not?
Oh, mate, I've said a Paradigm club. You are basically a single-figure golfer.
You are gross.
Absolutely.
You are gross.
Oh, my God. You would be playing golf like John Rahm in no time's good Callaway-sponsored golfer.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, he's number 6 in the world. I saw it on Full Swing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Full Swing is so good.
Xander Shoffley, another Callaway. They're just the best clubs. This is also about Simon.
I don't know. I think it is about Simon. Do you want to watch a video of me hitting a golf ball?
I really would, actually.
Yeah. And you'll find this quite funny, I think.
Did you...
No.
While you hit?
Someone in the background, I was at the driving range, and someone in a car drove past... And in my backswing went, and then I got distracted and absolutely shanked one.
That's very funny.
I've got no excuses to why the other ones look as bad, but
That'll rock you.
And the ball goes
not very far. Not it very hits far the enough. Side door.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what are you going to do to progress your golf?
No, I just wanted to just make it aware and just get a real pat on the back, guys, that I have entered my golf era and it's pretty exciting. Mm. It's pretty exciting. I'm now obsessed with golf. If anyone wants to talk to me about it, you feel free.
I'll pat you on the back. And do you know who else I'll pat on the back?
Get stuff.
My good friends, Kelly.
Oh, you're the worst. You are actually the worst.
We're going to whip around. We're going to name items in a topic.
Oh, really?
It's an intro that tells the rules.
Yeah, I like it.
Time for Topic Thunder. The score is 4 to me, 3 to Simon, 0 to Ed. It's getting hot in the kitchen. Simon,
we only got 2 weeks to go.
Only 2 weeks? What?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks in the Masters to go.
All right, Simon, what's the topic today?
Today's topic, after much thought and deliberation, high-end fashion brands.
Oh, God, I'm going to be subjective. So bad at this.
No, it's not. They either are or they aren't.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, is Rod and Gun high end?
No.
No.
Is Tommy Hilfiger high end? See?
No.
Ralph Lauren?
No.
Yeah, see, I would say Ralph Lauren.
Okay, Ralph Lauren, sure.
Yeah. I think.
Okay, well, this is so it's going to work in, if someone disputes it, then it's up to the non, then it's like a 2v1.
Yeah, like a voting system.
Okay.
I'm going to be so bad at this.
Oh, I'm going to be so really bad.
Really good at this. You know heaps of expensive stuff.
Nah.
All right, ready? Nah.
Pronunciations, we're being pretty loose with pronunciations.
Yeah, with pronunciations, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we'll laugh at you later, but that's okay. Yeah, gucky.
Ready?
Wait, so what's the score? 4?
4 to me, 3 to you, Simon, 0 to Ed. I'm...
3 weeks to go.
I'm almost.
Oh my God!
I'm
just
almost
got
ready to concede this. Okay, ready.
Masters. Here we go.
Gucci,
Louis Vuitton,
Hermes,
Ralph Lauren,
Yves Saint Laurent,
Prada,
Cartier. Yeah. Oh, I am surprised I made it that far.
I had nothing else. Nothing else with me.
Oh, that was so good that you stuffed it because I
what
was.
What could I have
in a blank.
Said? What could I have said?
I don't know.
I'm all about right, to tell so you. Oh my gosh, this is.
All right.
Are we doing it again?
Yes.
Oh my God, I feel like someone's sitting on my chest. Oh, Jesus, this is really tough. Okay.
We're being fast here.
Prada.
Rolex.
Prada's already been said.
Yes!
Said Prada.
He said Prada.
No, he did not.
Yes, we did not say Prada.
You did.
No, he did not. Yeah.
Someone said Prada.
No way.
Someone 100% said Prada.
I feel like I wanted to say, it might have actually been me
you
who
might
said
have
it.
Said
it.
Someone, I can I guarantee someone said it.
Have I said my own name?
Whoa, Deadster!
Yeah.
Can we check the tapes, please?
Sure. I'll have to go out and get them.
Ralph Lauren.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Prada.
Okay.
Already been
all
said
right. It. 5-3-0. Boys, one more and it's over.
Jesus. That's so funny. All right. Fuck, oh, man. I hate that game. Off-white.
I don't know what off-white is.
Supreme.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if it's high. It's definitely high.
Maybe in 2016.
Time to do a segment we haven't done for a while, and it blew up on TikTok, Toxic Traits. People really, really enjoyed the fact that I say to Rach, oh, who's using the bedroom upstairs if she leaves the light on?
Wasn't that funny?
I always make sure the lights are turned off in the house. It just annoys me when the lights get left on.
You are a dad.
And so if Rach comes down from upstairs and leaves the light on, I go, oh, is there someone up in the bedroom?
Oh,
you're
such a...
or I'll go, oh, who's using the bathroom upstairs?
Even though
I know it is only me in her home.
You're the worst.
That is genuinely toxic.
Sometimes I'll go back upstairs and I'll be like, oh, Rach, do you have someone over before? She's like, what are you talking about? I'll be like, I assume there must be someone sleeping in the spare room.
my favourite comment on that was someone said, oh, well, this marriage won't last. So, oh, mate. And then people started punching on about that. They're like, mate, it's just a joke. Relax. And then it was great. I love the discourse on a TikTok comic section.
That is.
Comment section.
Unreal. That is pretty toxic.
So just for like more of that, I reckon this is why we're doing it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Just more people punching on in the comments.
So if you have any toxic traits, send them in, please.
Yes, voicemail, voice memos. You can call the phone. I think voice memos are off on the phone, Ed.
Yeah, I would get in touch on the IG or text to the phone if you
text to the phone.
Yeah,
voice memos through to IG.
Yeah,
just send your toxic traits in, and we can reflect on them.
All right, you can start off, Simon.
Your toxic
trait.
Yeah, okay.
Or Ed, do you want to start now? We'll start with Simon.
I'll start. So my toxic trait, it's become very apparent. I've just noticed it more lately. I've just been very much in my head lately, which, I mean, could be a toxic trait anyway, overthinking everything. Mm-hmm. But my actual one is sometimes I scare myself with how easily I could cut people from my life who slight me.
Whoa.
Whoa.
In that if someone just mildly slights me, I'm like, I could easily not talk to you ever again for my whole life.
Far out.
Wow.
And I get there almost instantly.
Have you ever done it to me?
No, I actually have never had it. Right. It's happened to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very quick. And it's actually, I'm like, so I have to talk myself out of it. So I'm having a conversation with myself. No, well, you can't do that. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's have a conversation. Mm. And because sometimes I'm like, I could just not talk to you ever again. Mm. And then that would be it. I'd solve that and I'd never have to. It hasn't actually happened to you, Ed.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, it has, but I don't think it's as bad as it necessarily sounds, because it has also happened to me.
As in, you're happy to cut people out of your life too?
Yeah, every now and then. If it's like, it's, I don't know, a Wednesday at 6 p.m. and you're still at work doing bullshit, and then
yeah, you're like,
you just get a message and you're like, how about you?
Whoa, yeah,
it does cross your mind. You're like, stop. Don't need this.
Yeah.
Don't need this.
Anyone who causes any form of discomfort into my life, I very quickly am happy to cut them. I obviously don't, but in my head, I'm like, I could just. What would my life? I honestly will run the thought process.
What would my life
look like if I never spoke to you again? Would I be better, worse, or the same?
Probably a good little audit to
and
do.
And off times.
Better.
It's better. Yeah, yeah, which is very bad.
Mine is it's so very much bad. More mild than that. Yours is brutal.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's really bad. I need to like work on it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, and I guess I'm you conscious. Are. You're not actually cutting people out of your life though.
Yeah, but sometimes I keep them in there and I don't want to.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, yeah, my life would be easier.
Is that you know who you are, or no, they don't know who they are, which is the problem.
Oh, no. If I've met you, you're probably one of the people. To be fair, yeah. There's a lot of people. It happens like more regularly.
Daily,
than
weekly, monthly?
More than
I'm willing to admit.
Not more than daily, but much more than, less than daily, more than weekly.
More than daily, less than weekly.
So 4 to 5 times a week.
Wow.
I'll meet someone and be like,
every workday.
Catch you
have
later.
You got a toxic trait, Ed?
I do. And it's
this is surprising. Ed's never admitted to having a toxic trait before on this show.
Yeah.
The joke was that his toxic trait was that he's not self-aware enough to realize he's got toxic traits.
It's sometimes toxic, but also sometimes good, depending on the situation. So
your toxic trait is actually a good thing that you do?
No, it's well, kind of. It's,
so we're back where we started.
Well, okay,
so every now and then you...
I'm just such a good guy. I love to buy presents for people. It's such a toxic trait.
Ed is a good present buyer.
I'm too neat and tidy around the house.
Oh, my God.
Is it the toxic trait that you go through data too quickly on your phone?
Correct.
No. So toxic trait is if you see, you know how you're every now and then see someone that you vaguely know. For me at the moment, it's people from high school.
Yes.
I'll see it maybe on the tram.
I love where this is going.
In the
You sicko. Yeah. I love exactly where this is going.
If I will most of the time have my headphones in.
Brilliant.
I will if I see them.
I endorse this already.
I'll turn my headphones off. Like I'll just mute them like just with a finger up to the thing. And then I'll walk past and I'll hear them go, oh Ed, hey Ed.
Oh,
but I won't.
you sicko.
I could just leave the music going, but I like to hear them try. I want to sit in their awkwardness.
You are so twisted.
I'll do that with Uber drivers too, actually. I'll get in with my headphones in, but have nothing on. So I'll hear them go, so how was your day, mate?
And you just do nothing.
Blank them.
You're cooked, bro.
What do you mean? It's kind of a good guy thing.
No, because what if they also don't want to? What if they've gone, oh, hey, Ed, just because they think they need to, and then they don't actually want to?
You're a sicko.
That's
a real treat sometimes. That went a little bit where I thought it was going, but much darker.
Try it in an Uber. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because they don't
Simon
feel bad.
Can't
because
do it. Simon loves to have the conversation with the Uber driver.
You sit in the front seat, don't you?
No, I don't. You know who sits in the front seat of the Uber?
Gab.
Joel Selwood.
Does he?
I was leaving an event one day and I saw Joel Selwood get into the front seat of an Uber. I was like, good for you, Joel Selwood.
How do you know he wasn't picked up by a friend?
Because he was in the Uber line.
Oh, right.
And there was an Uber sticker on the car.
Yeah, fair enough. My toxic trait.
What have you got for us, Adam?
Is that...
Are you going to go lightweight? Well, you've seen a couple of real dark dives from the fellas here.
Actually quite light. It's, again, I seem to be more toxic to Rach than anybody else.
Oh, no.
I always ask Rach, does she know where something is before I even start looking for it?
Yeah, great call. Yeah, I'd do that too.
Fair play.
All the time.
I do that too.
And it grinds her every time.
Mm. Do you do
but
it
I can't
on...
help it. It comes out of my mouth. I go, I shouldn't have asked for that. I should have started looking first.
Interesting.
Last night, for example... Baby's in the, Celia's in her.
Hey, Rach, have you seen Celia?
She's in her cot. And often, or not often, but sometimes throughout the night, her dummy will fall out and then she'll wake up. She loves sleeping with a dummy.
Okay.
And then so you go in there at night and you try and find, normally you just go in there, find the dummy, bang, smack bang in her mouth, see you later, out like a light. Sometimes you go in there, because it's pitch black in there. Like you can't see your hand in front of your face, dark.
Love that.
It's so nice. And then so I go over there and happened last night. You like, just like palming around on the mattress. She's there being like, and you're palming around the mattress being like, where's this dummy?
You did not do what you
can't
did.
Find it.
Oh no.
So I'm like, Rach, have you seen her dummy? And she's like, it's in the cot. She just had it. I was just up there. I was like, it's not here. Oh, and I'm going arms around. I feel like I've touched every corner of the cot.
You didn't just get the light on?
Every cot. No, because that'd wake her up.
Mm.
I know she's already awake, but you don't need to like shock her.
Okay.
So I just like feel all the corners not in there, feel under her, not her, pick her up, move her, can't find it. Rach, I was like, can you just come and help me? Because like she just needs to go to sleep. And I'm like a little bit frustrated because I can't find it.
Adam,
Rach is frustrated because I haven't barely
looked
for it.
She's married an imbecile.
She comes upstairs, literally walks into the room, points to it in the mattress and goes, there it is, grabs it, puts it in her mouth and walks away.
Wow.
Yeah, good on Rach. Very good.
So,
that's
Rach,
useless.
This
you.
Is me. Apologizing.
No, it's not. It's you admitting that you're a useless human.
Yeah, I'll try and be better.
In your defense, though, is Rach one of those people who put stuff away?
No, most of the time it's where I should have found it.
We had it in our wedding vows that, or in our wedding speech, I don't know if you remember, Adam, we were talking about what were the secrets to a long-lasting marriage because my parents have been married 40 years and Gab's parents 43 years.
Oh.
And one of the jokes we made was, some of the things that we learned was, always put things away, even if your partner's using them. Because I will be at my house, laptop on the thing, like on a bench, and Gab will put my charger away while I'm using my laptop. Like, what are you doing?
Mm.
Oh, I put it away, but I'm using it. Yeah, but it was in the way. Well, not of me, who's using it. Yeah, but I had to put it away.
Well, were you going to put it away later? Oh, probably not. Well, that's why I put it away.
Yeah, correct. So I will often also be like, hey, Gab, have you seen this? Just on the off chance that she's put it away.
Because 1 in 10, maybe 1 in 20 times, Rach goes, oh, yeah, I had it. I moved it over there. And that's why I ask it.
Yeah.
That 5%.
Mm. Correct.
Just to make my life a bit easier because that's how I live.
I'll tell you what, fellas.
Obviously the center of my universe.
You'll have to beat this, Ed. We're we're not good.
Please help us out.
We're not good people.
Send us your toxic traits.
Yeah, send them in. Like
so
dilute the
because
toxicness
if not,
of us.
Jeez, we're gonna have to do another one of our own, and I feel bad about myself.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't feel good.
Yep.
Not as good as last time we did it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, quiz me.
What?
Quiz.
A quiz.
It's a quest.
One small step for man.
Oh, how fabulous.
Quiz me up.
Time for the quiz quest, boys, where we're trying to ace the age super quiz.
100%. Our maximum so far is 17 out of 30.
Yep.
We've passed once.
I think we got 14 last week.
Yeah, we got 14 and then 12 before that.
Because it's five questions.
Are we adding brains again this week?
I think we're adding Ed's dad this week.
Okay, so... Your dad, Adam, is on the call.
Oh, my dad's actually camping right now, so he may not answer.
My dad, he's available.
Yeah.
He got one right last week.
He did.
He did, smashed it.
Donnie, good work. And now we've got your dad. What's your dad's name, Ed?
Andy.
Andy. All right, let's go.
Andy Gooden. All right.
Let's go, Andy Gooden.
Question number one. Olive oil is the love interest of which animated character? I'm interested to see if Ed knows this.
Oh.
I don't know this.
Hey, Arnold.
Popeye.
Oh, Popeye.
Really? What?
Yeah. Oh, Popeye and olive oil.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Jeez, lucky we got me, boys.
Yeah, lucky we do have you.
Question two. What,
hey, Arnold.
What are male honeybees called? Drones, soldiers, or workers? That's an easy one.
Workers?
Drones.
Ah, drones. Okay.
Also.
Couldn't tell you.
Lucky we got me, boys.
Yeah, lucky we got you. Yeah, that's
question
good.
Three. How many politicians sit in the Australian House of Representatives? 71, 121, or 151?
Well, or
I think it's 151.
Is that how? So do you need majority?
Because you need to
of,
win with 70 something, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you 70, win with 76?
76, yeah. Question number four. Which actor is synonymous with the Indiana Jones character?
Ah.
Ed, do you know this?
Harrison Ford.
Yes. Yeah. Anyone watched 1883?
1923.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it that or is it?
1923.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. Is it good? With Helen Mirren?
She's got a great Irish accent.
Yeah, she does.
All right, Scottish? Question five.
Irish.
Irish. Mm. Faster, higher, stronger is the official motto of what sporting event?
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Faster, higher, stronger. Look at that, boy. I reckon we're 5-0.
I would have got 0.
5-0. But you don't have to get 0 by yourself, Ed, because we're a team.
Got 3 brains.
Yep.
All right. In law enforcement, acronym SWAT stands for Special Weapons and what?
Tactics. Tactical? Tactics?
Yeah, I reckon.
Tactical?
I reckon we could take tactical or tactics.
Yeah, special weapons or tactics.
I'd give us tactical. Either of those. All right. Question seven. Alphabetically, which country comes before Australia?
Did they give options?
Albania.
It would have to be Austria, wouldn't it?
Albania.
Directly before.
Oh, no, Austria comes after. Yeah, which alphabetically, which country comes before Australia?
My God. Albania. So any question with an A.
Albania. Are you sure?
AL. There's a lot of letters between Al
no
and U.
There's no AT.
I'm going to look up the alphabet.
I need to look at the alphabet. I need to have some letters in there.
Okay, so there's nothing with T.
What's the last of them so far? Andorra. Angola is after Andorra.
Angola.
I'm feeling good with Angola.
I don't think it's Angola, but I don't know if either of our dads would.
Or they also wouldn't know fast enough.
Yep.
Because Showies probably getting sick of it.
Yeah.
Question eight. What fluid is stored in the gallbladder? Easy one.
Bile.
Bile.
Nice one.
How'd you go on that one, Ed?
I would have guessed bile, but I wouldn't. It would just be a guess.
Yeah, and he's part of the team.
Question nine. Julie Andrews voices Queen Lillian in which animated movie series?
Julie Andrews?
Movie series? I'll tell you what. I don't reckon Phil Denston would know this one.
You don't reckon?
Movie series?
No, I don't know.
Animated movie series.
Who's Queen Lillian?
Unless
Shrek?
Shrek. Shrek. Yeah, nice.
All time.
Nice. Good one. Yeah. All right. Question 10. Who was the Prime Minister of Australia during the Korean War?
Oh, my God.
What,
Keating?
1950s?
Keating was the 90s. Korean War was like the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was after World War
II, wasn't it?
52 to 54. 52 to 54.
Menzies is my guess. Just because Menzies was Prime Minister for like 20 years.
That's a dad question.
That's
yeah.
All right.
The
person you are. My dad then.
Hey, sweetheart.
Oh. Hey, Dad, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
We're just doing the quiz. You're just on the podcast.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, boys. What's doing?
We got a quick question for you. Ed, go. Yeah.
Who was Prime Minister of Australia during the Korean War?
Menzies.
Wasn't great answer.
It was Menzies? Well,
I said.
All right,
I think it was him, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, we'll take that. We might call you again for another question, but thank you.
Very good. I'm standing by.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Very good.
Do you know what your dads love? A phone call from their sons.
Yeah.
We said with a task.
Sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves the sweetheart.
Sweetheart's beautiful.
That's love rare. That.
Question 11. Which word beginning with F describes the floating wreckage of a ship? My God, my dad would know this.
Floating wreckage of a ship.
My dad loves boats and navy.
Oh, is it? Is it?
I was
going to
say fuselage, but.
Yeah.
Fuselage.
I think
is
the fuselage is part of a plane.
Yeah. Do I call Donnie again? My hopes is that he's just sitting down, looking at the wall, waiting for the waiting for phone calls now.
Donnie, which word beginning with F describes the floating wreckage of a ship?
Flotsam.
Oh, he's good.
You're so...
All right, we might call you back in a couple of minutes.
I think we're on here.
All right. All right. We'll call you back in a sec because inevitably we're going to be in trouble. All right. Bye.
I think we're on for a 30. I think...
Boy, is it hot.
It's just mentioned it. He's like,
I'm feeling
Don't say the T word.
Said it already. Feeling good.
Don't say the T word.
I'll tell you what. I feel like it was the extra brains.
God damn. Well, guys, we've got 4 more questions of the advanced.
Oh, no. How many questions 12? Total?
There's 15.
Okay.
Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown is from which Shakespearean play? Oh,
Jesus. Would it be Macbeth?
No, what's the
line?
Julius Caesar?
Is that heavy is the head that wears the crown is the one that I know, but I think that must be a misheard.
Yeah, it'll be a level. Thing of that. Surely.
Is this an Andy Gooden thing?
No way.
Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown. My dad's not really a play guy. But
my dad also not a Shakespeare guy.
Okay, we'll try that again. How can you not answer it, Phil? You find his literature. All right, Dad. Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown is from which Shakespearean play?
It's Henry the Fifth.
Yeah. Henry the Fifth. All right.
We'll say that.
We'll take your word for it.
Thank you, fellas.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Shakespearean. There's no Shakespearean film.
Did you just hang up on them?
No, they hung up on us.
You know what was quite funny, though, is that we've accidentally also recruited your father-in-law, too.
An extra dad.
That's so good.
All right. Next one.
Oh, my God. So which is the rules? I'm now texting my dad, be around someone else on a Thursday around quiz time.
Be around Cary Grant. Wasn't he the guy that won $1 million on
Cary
something?
Yeah.
Question 13. During which European conflict did Joan of Arc win several victories? Again, I think this is a dad, Derek.
Oh.
No, surely this is like French Revolution.
Joan of Arc. Do you think that for advanced? Oh God, I don't know if that's right.
French Revolution. Well, we always think it's a lot harder
but
than
I don't know if that's
is.
A European conflict, the French Revolution. That's not a European conflict.
Is there the great? Is there was there like French versus England though? Wasn't there?
I feel like
didn't the English kill her?
It could be
nah,
like
the French killed her. She was a witch.
It'll be like the Normandy War or something like that.
Andy, one of these
no
ones?
No chance.
Not a Joan of Arc guy.
No.
What's Andy's special topic?
I don't know. Melbourne real estate.
Perfect. Okay.
That's good. That's helpful. The answer is always buy.
Yeah.
All right, Dad. Another question for you. During which European conflict did Joan of Arc win several victories?
War of the Roses.
Oh, see, this
go.
Is
going
great. Fantastic. Right. And this while we've got good. You here, the next question. What is stored in an ossuary? O-S-S-U-A-R-Y. Ossuary.
Cassowaries. Eggs.
No, birds. We're saying birds.
Birds.
That's an aviary. Thank you very much for your help, Dads.
Thank you, Dads.
See you later.
Good on you, boys.
I love that they're like, oh, this is funny the first time, but now you're just interrupting
also,
the fishing.
They said they've caught a couple of cod.
Yeah, nice. Good on them. Good on them.
I don't think it's birds because I think they're just hearing ossuary and thinking cassowary.
An ossuary stores.
What's an
ossified things, ossified bones.
Bones.
Oh.
Let's go bones.
All right.
Okay, and the last question. Nice. Who was the first woman to win a Grammy for Album of the Year? My thought is just Queen Bee, but
no, she hasn't won one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Album of the Year.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's never won one.
Is it going to be like that's Eilish? Like Billie Eilish?
It'll be like Aretha Franklin
Tina
or
Turner or.
It'll be like. I reckon it'll be recent.
Yeah, I reckon it's more recent.
Gaga.
No.
Yeah. Adele.
Adele. Yeah,
what
okay.
do you mean? Surely,
we'll
like Aretha
it's
Franklin.
It's going to be like really
nah. That's
recent.
The outrageous part about
yeah,
it.
It's like, oh my God, how did like Tina Turner not win it in the '80s?
That's not good. All right,
Cyndi Lauper.
Okay. Adele.
All right,
we
want to
go
Adele.
Adele.
Ed, send me the answers.
Okay. Oh my gosh, guys,
are you nervous?
Yeah, I am a bit nervous.
Have we beaten 17? I reckon we're comfortably beaten 17.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to clarify for the show, is even though I'm sending the answers to Adam, I don't know the answers.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
I mean, if you did know the answers and you didn't tell us, that would be a real kick in the dick.
Yeah. Mate, we're not good enough actors to.
All right.
For someone to know the answer. And then be
olive oil.
One.
Partner of Popeye.
Yes.
Correct.
Nice.
The male bees are called drones.
Two.
Nice.
How many politicians in the House of Reps? 151.
Three.
Nice.
The actor synonymous with Indiana Jones? Harrison Ford.
Four.
Faster, higher, stronger is the official motto of the Olympics.
Five.
Wow.
Five out of five. Are we double pointers now?
Now we go 2 pointers.
Okay.
Law enforcement.
Oh, this is big.
Acronym SWAT stands for Special Weapons and Tactics.
Oh, yes. Well done. That's two. Seven. Here we go.
The alphabetically, which country comes before Australia?
This is tough.
Armenia.
Damn it.
What?
Armenia.
Armenia.
Yeah.
Oh, QR.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how the alphabet works, Ed.
Well, that's a...
Damn it.
That's really...
All right, let's race through them then. The fluid stored in the gallbladder is bile.
Yep. Two.
Julie Andrews voices the Queen in Shrek.
Yeah.
Wow.
16.
Robert Menzies was the Prime Minister during the Korean War.
18. Oh, we're currently at our best.
And we're about to hit three-pointers here, boys. Which word beginning with F describes the floating wreckage of a ship? It is, obviously, a flotsam.
Oh. 21.
The uneasy lies the head that wears a crown is from which Shakespearean play? It is Henry the Fourth.
Is it just one? Henry is it a V and a one?
No, it's one V. Henry the Fourth.
So not Henry the Fifth.
Henry the Fourth. So the
dads we went for the
there.
Sequel.
Yeah.
Bugger. All right. Well, that actually makes
that makes me feel way better.
Yep.
During which European conflict did Joan of Arc win several victories? It was the Hundred Years' War.
Yeah,
I knew that. That was the one I was. It actually was.
You knew that.
I actually think that is England versus France.
You knew that.
Hey, Ed.
No, I didn't know that, but I knew it was.
Hot tip for the future: if you know an answer,
do one before we do this part.
Tell us. I had it in my brain.
Tell us the answer. What is stored in an ossuary?
Bones.
The bones of the dead.
Wow.
Bones was good.
That's 24.
And then, who was the first woman to win a Grammy for Album of the Year? It was Judy Garland in 1962.
Yeah, that's an old one.
How did we do?
24.
75%. No, more. 80%.
What, 24?
24 out of 30 is 80%.
Because they're not out of 30. Because we got more than those questions wrong.
Yeah, but 80% total points worth.
24.
24 we got. Yeah, 24. Unless I can't count.
No, we didn't get 24. We got 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 16. Yep. We got 19.
Okay, cool. Can't count. Okay. Perfect. Good to know. Oh, I was doing my hand. I started on my right hand instead of doing my left hand. I actually did. I started with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and then went
here.
Not
only can we not count, we don't have the alphabet either.
Lucky there was no counting questions, but let's not ignore the fact. High score yet.
High score, boys. 19.
What is it out of, by the way?
30.
It's out of 30.
It's out of 30. 15. We just had 7 brains get 19.
Wow.
Far out.
That's a long way.
I'll tell you what, though.
God.
We did really well early.
Oh, God, we were so good. And how cocky were we?
Armenia was very upsetting.
Armenia was really upsetting. But look, I don't know why we finish on the quiz because it's always a bit of a flat ending, but can you imagine the day? Cast your minds forward to a day that we are doing the sums and we go, oh, Sam, you've miscalculated. We didn't get 25. We got 30, your perfect score.
Yep.
And then we finish the show.
Yep.
If we get the Quiz Quest 100% right, do we have to stop the Adam and Simon show?
Yeah, it's over.
I think so. I think we have to retire the show.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie. Thanks very much for joining in. Oh, what an absolute roller coaster that was.
That was so good. I loved that.
All right, Charlie. We'll talk to you on Thursday. See you later. Bye.
See you at the driving range.
Love you. Bye.
Galloway.
No. You scumbag. You absolute Sounds scumbag.
Finishing a show on
Galloway. Oh, my God.
High time.
Oh, yeah. King.